Lesson 21. The 10th Plague. Moses promised Pharaoh that he would not try to see him again. But before he left, he told Pharaoh, "At midnight, every firstborn child in Egypt, from the son of Pharaoh to the sons of the slaves, will die." Jehovah told the Israelites to have a special meal. He said, "Kill a one-year-old male sheep or goat and put some of its blood on your doorway. Roast the meat and eat it along with unleavened bread. Be dressed with your sandals on, ready to go. This night I will set you free." Can you imagine how excited the Israelites must have been? At midnight, Jehovah's angel went to every house in Egypt. In the houses that were not marked with blood on the doorway, the firstborn died. But the angel passed over the houses marked with blood. Every Egyptian family, rich and poor, lost a child. But not one of the Israelite children died. Even Pharaoh's own son was dead. Pharaoh could not take it anymore. He immediately told Moses and Aaron, "Get up. Get out of here. Go and worship your God. Take your animals and go." Under a full moon, the Israelites marched out of Egypt, organized by family and tribe. There were 600,000 Israelite men and many women and children. Also, a lot of other people went with them so that they could worship Jehovah too. The Israelites were free at last. To remember how Jehovah had saved them, they would have that same special meal each year. It was called the Passover. "For this very reason I have let you remain, to show my power in connection with you, and to have my name declared in all the earth." Romans 9:17. Questions. What was the 10th plague? What did the Israelites have to do to protect themselves from that plague? Exodus 11:1 through 12:42 and 13:3 through 10.